down to business on Newstalk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
Now let's move to a different subject, because skincare is a massively overpopulated marketplace, but my next guest has come up with a range that may have managed to stand out from the crowd. Nunaya has loads of points of difference and has already won quite a few awards. The first product to market in the portfolio is a skin oil that's entirely natural, vegan, organic, cruelty-free and full of bioactive ingredients sourced from the Amazon, of no less, where its founder, Nicola Connolly, studied, lived and worked for over a decade. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Morning.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Now, you've lived a very interesting life. You worked in the Galapagos Islands, you worked in Ecuador and Peru. Tell us a little bit about your life story first, before we talk about this lovely product we have in front of us.
Yeah, well, I suppose it all started, I initially started my career working in Ryanair, and I was a project manager in there helping launch their new
A good education, I'd suggest.
Brilliant education. But I realised quickly that there's more to life and I wanted to do something else. And I found myself on the Galapagos Islands. And
what an amazing place.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. Incredible. And I ended up spending 4.5 years there as director of tourism, working with the local communities there, helping them to build sustainable business models. And I suppose from that grew a big love of all things sustainable development and nature. So I was working with communities, indigenous tribes in the Amazon, and then also up in the Andes Mountains in Peru.
When you look at a place like the Galapagos, where you were for 4.5 years, how good are they at recognising what they have? Again, making sure that they don't have too many tourists, that it doesn't get, that they really protect the integrity of what's happening there.
Yeah, well, the Galapagos Islands is really, it's obviously a very special place, and they have incredible regulations in place to limit the number of visits. So they put a cap on tourist numbers every year. You have to get a special permit to be able to enter.
Okay.
And no, if you're Ecuadorian, you can't just go and live on the island. So it's very, I was extremely privileged to be able to spend such a long time out there. And I suppose that's where my whole passion for sustainability and the environment, and, you know, looking after different special cultures around the world grew.
Okay, you set up a fair trade female only souvenir shop in Ecuador. How did that come about?
Yeah, I suppose I've always loved setting up businesses. I had a couple in Ecuador, so this was one I worked with women's groups that created these incredible high-end luxury items for the home, you know, homewares, jewellery. And I set up a store with a friend of mine in a tourist destination, like a tourist surf village, I suppose, if you like, that got lots of tourists. And we set up that store to support those women and also to, you know, have a nice little business out of it.
Great, great. Yeah. So then if we talk then about Nunaya, a sustainable beauty wellness brand that creates beauty rituals to help women get glowing skin and reconnect and rebalance at the end of their day. I love the marketing story. But tell me about the product that we have here. And we've got a nourishing radiant serum for dry skin here that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
But the integrity of this product, its link to the Amazon, its link to, I suppose, your own journey.
Yeah.
How important is that in the actual selling of the end product?
Well, I think what's really interesting at the moment, if you look at the industry, the skincare industry obviously is a very crowded market. There's a lot of competition out there. But what's interesting at the moment is the niche, independent, natural beauty brands are the ones that are driving all the innovation in the sector. So in the natural sector, the growth is it's where all the growth is. So it's 2.5 billion growth in 2020. And the mainstream skincare brands, if you like, there is no growth. Growth is completely stagnant.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's because of these increasing trends of natural. So the trends that we've been seeing in diet, you know, people looking after themselves, being more active, taking more exercise, is pushing over now into personal care and the facial market. So they're looking for things like vegan certification, brands that are ethical. And I suppose it's a move towards a more conscious consumerism, which is particularly prevalent in some of our target markets like the US, the UK and Australia.
Yeah, you talk about a triple bottom line approach. That's people, planet and profit.
Yes.
And again, there are three P's. Well, in marketing school years ago, we were told about the four very different P's. But people and planet there, that seems to be a kind of an integrity that's necessary if you want to appeal to a particular. And people see through, I think, you know, the kind of PR and marketing stories rather than something that's actually genuine.
Exactly. I think there's a huge amount of greenwashing, and I think people are tired of that. And that's why these smaller brands that can adapt more to the market and genuinely have these credentials. So, I mean, in terms of the people we work with, we work directly with our growers in the Amazon, and we have a community fund. So a percentage of all the profit of our sales goes back in there, and we fund scholarships for women and girls. And then in terms of the environmental side, it's all as sustainable as could be, right from soil to skin, which is one of our differentiators in the market.
Soil, that beats farm to fork anyway, soil to skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me then about the actual products. Say if we look at the nourishing radiance serum, where is that made?
So we manufacture in Ireland.
Okay.
We're an Irish company. We're really proud to be manufactured here. What we do is we work with our growers and we bring in our ingredients, manufacture here, and then we distribute internationally.
How long is the business going?
We launched in September, so
okay.
We're a new business.
Right.
But we're, you know, we've had an incredible first few months, so we're absolutely delighted, and we're, you know, already in the top retailers in Ireland. We're in Avoca, Kilkenny, and online on Cloud 10 Beauty.
Great.
So we're delighted.
Tell me about the packaging, and this is beautiful packaging. Again, it's a lovely pale green with gold. The importance of packaging in a product such as this.
Yeah, the packaging is crucial. We put a lot of time in it, and we worked with an amazing brand agency, BAM Media. We're fabulous. So the way the packaging worked is all part of the experience. So what we're about is creating beauty rituals. So it's a lot more than just a product. It actually brings wellness into your skincare routine. So it allows you to superpower those minutes and bring in a bit more of that balance. And the box particularly is really important in that. So if you actually open the box, it opens out and tells a story.
Oh, very nice. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like a book.
It's like a book, exactly.
And, you know, when I look at this packaging and I look at the size of the end product inside it, that just shows how important the packaging is because, and I'm just trying to describe it for listeners here, there's a bottle of the nourishing radiant serum, but it's in this big, beautiful box that opens up like a book.
And the reason we did that, Bobby, was we were trying to avoid single-use packaging. So what happens usually when you buy a skincare product is you'll take out the product and throw the box in the bin. So this is actually designed specially that when you're finished with it, you pop out the insert, and then inside there's a little note about repurposing.
Oh, wow.
And so what customers are doing is they're storing earrings in there. They're putting
lipsticks. Like a jewellery box or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
So you keep it, and it's all FSC certified card and paper, so completely sustainable. It's all recyclable. And the same goes for the bottle. It's a special type of glass.
Well, I've got a text in here which I'm going to let you answer if you will, Nicola.
Yeah.
What's the name of the brand and how are they on sensitive skin? And that's from Siobhan.
Hi Siobhan. So the name of the brand is called New Naya. I suppose I have sensitive skin myself, so one of the reasons that we developed this product was to make sure that it was as gentle as possible. So it's 100% natural. It's 99.5% certified organic. So the ingredients in it are extremely effective, but they're very gentle. And then we also did additional testing. So we went through an independent clinical laboratory to do dermatological testing and to have it checked for sensitive skin.
See, I knew you'd be way better dealing with that text than I would. So well done to you, Nicola Connolly. And thank you for joining us this morning. And we wish you well with this wonderful brand that's called New Naya.
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you very much, Nicola.
Okay, up next, we'll talk to Ireland's version of the decluttering guru, Maria Kondo. Stay tuned for that.